Dunkin' Cold Coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Today from the new series Sugar, actress Amy Ryan is here. And we'll get on the Cowboy Carter craze with cowgirl fashion inspired by Beyonce. And college basketball superstar Caitlin Clark's big night at the WNBA draft. And we're talking about it.
From Studio 1A in Rockefeller Plaza, so get up, it's Today with Hoda
and Jenna. It all starts right now.
I want to read it to you. Hi, everybody. Good to see you. It's Tuesday, 16th day of April. How are we doing?
Hello.
It is spring here.
It is spring.
It feels like spring. It's warm and lovely.
Look at you in yellow like a little ray of sunshine.
Oh, like a daffodil.
Look at us.
Look at
clouds
us.
Or no, sky and sun.
Oh, I what love
we are.
That.
We're starting to spring off. We're so fired up about the draft last night.
WNBA. For
the
WNBA.
Got in the car with Eddie. You know what he said? I watched the draft last night.
Yeah, totally.
This is what people are talking about.
Wait, and
about.
We should just say, Eddie drives you to...
Drives
people
to
thought
work.
He was your boyfriend for a minute.
No,
they did. And I saw him yesterday, and I was like, what up, Eddie? And he was like, can you believe it? Eddie, you love him.
I love Eddie dearly.
You've worked with him for many years.
Many years, yes. He's I call him my Eddie.
He's your Eddie, but that doesn't mean he's your romantic Eddie.
No, he's
so
not.
We should just, any of y'all that are thought that she had found the one, she's still looking.
Okay. So, Caitlin Clark, of course, went number one overall. It was such a great night to watch her get up there. She's going to the Indiana Fever. She's going to get a contract. So I was so excited watching. And, you know,
yes, just it was like, amazing.
This, and by the way, that place sold out. They sold 1,000 tickets in 15 minutes. They're selling out stadiums.
They're saying that when she goes to visit other teams, goes to visit other teams, they're actually getting into bigger
arenas.
Gyms.
Yeah,
bigger arenas.
They need bigger arenas. And I'll tell you, they've already sold out games. She had the highest ratings. Her teams and the Final Four had the highest ratings, higher than the World Series, higher than the NBA. So I was like, oh, what's she going to get paid? Because finally, you know, you can get a real paycheck. And then I saw it and I was like, this can't be right. Because this is what it is. In the first year, Caitlin Clark will earn $76,535. In the second year, Caitlin Clark, the number one pick, will earn $78,066. In the third year of her contract, she'll get $85,000. And then the final year, she gets $97,000
plus. Right.
Okay. So this is what the number one player who's now at the WNBA, who's already filling stadiums, and they know it,
right,
because they're already
and
selling
out. And
had
better out, ratings in had the Final rating, Four.
Right. And I understand people are going to tell me about math.
We
and like
understand
the WNBA
math.
Didn't, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I don't care about math right
okay,
now.
Okay, now please
I
tell us what a man who's the number one draft pick gets
the
paid.
The number one draft pick in the NBA.
Yes.
A number one draft pick, you know, first year, $10 million. $10 million, $76,000.
Yeah, that...
By the way, this is like picking at an old scab for many women.
What's happening with you?
Sitting for many years next to co-anchors over the years and not knowing what anyone got paid and then discovering that like you were making like a tiny fraction of what the guy was making next to you. Like, I think it's all these old things. And there was something about it. Like, I was imagining the little girls with the signs who were filling the stadiums, who were now obsessed with basketball, with signs that say Caitlin. And society, I guess, is saying, well, this is what that's worth right now. That's worth $76,000.
Honestly, the gap is so jarring.
It's jarring.
$10 million to $78. It's so jarring, the discrepancy.
Yes.
When we're talking about equal pay, that ain't even close.
I know. And I think about the soccer team, the women's soccer team had to fight. It's just like this. I feel like it's the same story. And I understand it's about the WNBA.
We get it.
Wasn't making a ton of money.
We get
I understand.
But we also know that she's,
they're
that
about
things
to.
Are changing.
Right. This is the moment.
Yes.
And by the way, I think they already know because there's already data that's going to show what's going to happen.
They've already started selling things out.
Yes.
And we also understand, before you tweeted us, we understand that she will get endorsement deals.
Yeah, we're not talking about endorsements.
We're just talking about the baseline paycheck, which is hugely different than the men. We see Hoda's shaking. Hoda's
because,
shaking.
You know why?
And when you make Hoda mad, you and never know who's going to come out.
Since we're on this same track of women.
It feels like this is a whole new section of Mama's Done. This feels like it's another section of Mama's Done with unequal pay.
Mama's Done. And you know who said Mama's Done yesterday? Hannah Waddingham.
Yes, she did.
Hannah Waddingham is making headlines because she was on the red carpet for an award ceremony.
Yes, she was walking down looking gorgeous. And then all of a sudden, a photographer thought it was a good idea to yell out these words.
Show me leg.
Show me leg.
Oh, my God, you would never say that to a man like that. Don't be a otherwise I'll be a boss. Don't say show your leg.
No. No.
No. Here's the thing.
What is the thing?
She's right. Yes. She's right that nobody would say to a man, hey, show me leg.
Right. And by the way, Hannah Waddingham has been in this industry for a long time.
Yes.
She is a formidable actress in a million other things.
An amazing actor, an amazing mother. And all you have to say to her is show me leg. And guess what she did? She said, not today.
Not to you. And she went for, I was like looking for, I was like zooming in. Who was it? Who did it? Who? All right.
What were you going to do if you found him, Helen?
I don't know, but I was on fire.
Helen.
Okay.
Okay, well, maybe we should soften the load.
Let's
load.
Lighten it up, okay? Because we don't want to be ragey and crazy.
No, we were ragey yesterday.
Right, Mama's still done.
Remember when I texted you? Hey, remember the philosophy, ladies. Mama's done. But Mama won totally done because there's always work to be done.
There's always work to be
done. Yes.
All right, so today, if you want some good news, Ben and Jerry's are offering free cones. It's free cone day. And we're going to celebrate.
Wow, we're celebrating with some...
Hi, Mike. We love you.
Look at these two flavors.
Wait, what are these?
Marshmallow sky. That matches you.
Okay.
And then there's also... Oh, that's
marshmallow ice cream. And gobs of chocolate chip cookie dough inside. That's one of them.
And
then mango after your cat.
Do you think they named that after my little man, Mango?
They did.
You should have seen Mango and Henry watch The Masters together. That's his little buddy now.
Mango is?
Oh, yeah, Mango.
Is Poppy mad? Does she? I thought that
no,
was
no, Poppy likes to share. Mm. You don't need to start stuff.
Oh my God.
Mango. It's mango ice cream. You like the marshmallow?
You're having the yellow one, and I'm having the
blue one. We need a picture.
This is really good. Okay. When can you get it?
Today. 12 to 8 p.m.
12 to 8, noon to 8.
Wait, you can get in line as many times as you'd like?
Yes.
You can stand in line and get more than one ice cream cone?
Well, you have to get back in line.
I know, but...
How many are you going to get?
I don't know. Like, does anybody... Sean, I think you should go put that to the test and see how many you can eat.
All right, coming up next. You made plans to visit your family this summer, but you find out Missy Elliott is performing the same weekend. What do you do?
You can't miss Missy. We're going to solve your social dilemma. You can't miss Missy. We're going to solve your social dilemma.
You can't miss Missy. Oh, you're right.
You can't miss Missy.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
We'll be right back.
It is time to help our viewers out with some advice in a series we call Hoda and Jenna's Social Dilemmas.
All right, first up, I agreed to spend a weekend this summer with my family. Now, I just found out that Missy Elliott is performing in my city one night only. It's her first headlining tour. Can I gracefully back out?
Okay, we have to weigh Missy versus mom. You know, Missy Elliott here.
I need more details because you said you're going to spend a weekend with your family. Well, those weekends can be changed. It's only April.
You just write and say, hey.
Hey, guys, something came up that weekend. I can't wait to see you, as you know, and.
Yes.
And I have another great weekend.
And I'd like to do it August 1st.
Does that work? ?
Yes.
Huh? Oh, they rented a house for that weekend.
That's some detail. They rented a house.
I didn't know
but
that.
But I think you're still in the statute of limitations where things can be changed.
Yeah, because even if you rent a house, you got to go to Missy Elliott.
Yeah, I think you could say, hey, I know this is a pain. Are there other weekends the house is available?
Good.
Now,
then you have to see if you can get your money back for the weekend you already booked it.
Yeah. And if you can't, then you might have to go with your family.
Yeah, you got to go with your family.
And by the way, in 100 years or however long when we're laying on our deathbeds, we'll be happy we spent some time with our family.
Yeah.
And you could always see Missy on her next tour.
Yeah. God, you're just guilt-ridden, making everyone feel terrible.
Why are they booing us?
Because everyone
they're supposed to be on my team.
Well.
Okay, here's the next one.
Go ahead.
I'm a bridesmaid in my best friend Pam's wedding.
Oh, detail. She gave her name.
Okay, that's there's not that many Pams. The invite just arrived, and I don't have a plus one.
Oh.
I live with my boyfriend. I am shocked and frustrated. What do I say?
I think you ask her, because it was an oversight.
If she's not have been.
Why do you think that?
It just may not have been. Now, I don't know Pam personally.
I would go
boyfriend.
To Pam and I would be like, hey, Pam, first of all, I just want to make sure that this is.
Oh, yeah, Pam.
Yeah, I just want to make sure this is right. My invite doesn't have a plus one, because that's something she would have said. Look, you would not, if she's your bestie and it comes in the mail, she would have already told you.
Well, and there is that saying, no ring, no bring. And
where are you in the 1960s?
Well, Hoda, I have to say, and I'm not going to call any of my dear friends out right now, but there were people sitting very near me at my wedding that did not end up anywhere in my life. Did not marry my good friends. I don't even know what happened to him. I can't even tell you his last
name. I want to pause for a second.
I can't even.
You think that people should only bring their spouse if they're married?
No, I don't necessarily feel that way. But if you're having a small wedding, weddings are very expensive, and you end up sitting next to a dude that they break up 1 minute later.
She lives with her boyfriend.
Okay.
She lives. It's not like a guy she met yesterday.
I know, but
she lives
now,
with him.
We don't know what kind
oversight.
Of man he is.
I think it's an oversight. I think you should ask.
I think you ask, but if it isn't, just understand that some people want small weddings.
Right.
And they like to say the slogan, no ring, no bring. Okay, here's the last one. During my morning commute, I often run into a coworker who drives me crazy.
Oh, that's the worst.
How do I...
No, that's the worst, because you're trapped.
How do I keep to myself, or do I need to make small talk?
Wait, on your way to work?
They must be on a bus or on a train.
A subway or something. Okay. I think you just, you know what I would say, and what you've said to me before, and I've said to you too, you have. I'm going to meditate, or I'm going to read my book. Good to see you. I'm going to read my book.
Yes.
People like
you. Didn't care.
I couldn't have cared less.
People want to be alone. Here's the truth. Everybody likes alone time.
Right.
So you're not hurting whatever his name's feelings are by listening to some.
There are
Beyonce.
People who love to talk, and you know that you're like, this is only my 20 minutes where I get to be quiet before I go to work and kind of set my day. So I think you just say it.
I'm so happy.
Yeah, I'm so happy to see.
Look at your earrings.
What are they?
They're cute. Star hoops.
Oh, yeah, they're stars.
You look kind of Cowboy Carter.
I do?
Yeah, she's wearing denim.
Oh, I like it.
Okay, if y'all have a social dilemma, tell us about it at hodaandjenna.com. Just hit the connect button.
Speaking of what Jenna was discussing, up next, the fashion craze inspired by Beyonce. We're going to show you how you can get that cowgirl trend. Coming up right after this.
Cute.
Cute.
Okay, we might not be in Texas, but that doesn't mean we can't dress like it.
Ever since the release of Beyonce's Cowboy Carter, cowgirl aesthetic is all the rage. And here to show us how to work the trend into our everyday looks is style expert Melissa Chatain. Hi, Michelle.
Hi,
Melissa.
Hi, guys. This so is, good to be back.
This is such a thing.
It is
It's
a thing.
Everywhere.
I mean, I feel like I need to get my boots out and just rock them every day, you
boots,
know?
Boots, denim, all of it.
Let's go all the way. Let's go denim on denim. Let's
denim
start
on
with
denim
that. Let's take a look at that.
You can do it East Coast to West Coast. And the
Look
easiest way to do it is denim on denim. And we've seen a rise. Beyonce has made Levi's and boots sell out. There's a new article on CNN.com. We did this whole
How
look
cute.
From Tractor Supply. They have
what?
A great, Tractor Supply is a great supply of denim. We did the Levi's, which is the trend with the shirt. The way to do it is how to style it. We made it cool, like Beyonce, off the shoulder.
Pretty.
Showing décolletage and piled on the jewels. And then we up-leveled it just a little bit with a pricier Luxe handbag from Kurt Geiger.
So when you're doing denim on denim, is it spot on the same kind of denim, or should you mix the denim?
You can mix it, but I wanted to do a little bit light on top,
I
darker
like
on the bottom.
Yeah,
just grab your favorite straight leg or wide leg cut, and then obviously add the boots. Tractor Supply is a really cool supply of authentic cowboy boots.
I love that.
To nail the trend.
Love
and
it,
And then
Janice.
Obviously add a little bit of a splurge, and then, you know, the gold jewels,
yeah,
and then you can't forget a really cool
she
belt.
Looks gorgeous.
Look,
thank you,
thank you, Jim.
Okay, so next up, Beyonce. I love that this is all inspired by
yes,
Beyonce.
Yeah, monochromatic. I like that.
Monochromatic. So I always tell my clients the easiest way to look put together is a monochromatic look, doing the brown on brown, just shades
I love brown
of brown.
Pretty.
And then you want to
so
take
cute.
Off the cowboy hat just to really have a little bit of
cute.
Flair because we really copied Beyonce, but show off your legs and really just have fun with it. But the key to nailing that look.
Love it.
Obviously the belt.
Cute.
You see how it just really keeps
yes.
it with the Cowboy Carter trend?
Yes.
Having that Western belt, elongate the lace, and then adding texture to a monochromatic look is key. Seeing that leather brown jacket, all of this is super affordable from ASOS.
I love how
it's
you
adorable.
Say boots. Boots are like totally on the rise too in terms
boots,
of...
You can add the cowboy boot, but I wanted to dress it up for a night out with
yeah,
the girls.
Yeah, exactly.
So you don't want to just be too country on
but
country.
This is interesting though. Western boot sales increased 24% the week that
yes,
Beyonce released her album.
She's changing the world. And by the way, wait, that song, Levi's Jeans,
isn't it?
So good.
Oh, I've been looking
yeah,
to it.
Yeah, I've been adding the Levi's.
Okay,
so thank you, Lisa. It looks so chic.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. Okay, next up is fringe, which you
fringe.
Say you can wear all the time.
All the time. So Beyonce made it cool. I made it relatable at every age. So Michelle, look at how hot she looks. She's rocking
cute
this
as
fringe
be.
Romper from Show Me Your Moomoo. So you can do it up with the cowboy boots. You've seen this a lot. Festival season, Coachella girls were rocking this.
Love it.
And then I added the boots from Aldo, which is really fun and cowboy western on trend with a cute little bag that you can take from barbecue to a night out with the girls from Loft.
Mm-hmm.
So the way that we did it, Michelle is 58 and looking
Wait,
super hot.
Michelle, you're gorgeous.
Michelle.
Right? So it just fringe
Hotness.
And fun at every age, inspiring women to step out into their style and really embrace their power.
Yeah, that's a great concert
looks
look,
so
isn't it?
Cute
right?
on
and
you.
I love those are the boots you need. Those are from Aldo, super cool.
Oh,
you
I
can
love
dress
those.
Them up so you could have them with that other outfit to
yeah.
give it more of that
yeah.
country look,
yes.
but then still
love
just
it.
Have a playfulness with it that you can take to festival season.
Amazing.
All right. Let's go to, thank you so much. Let's go to Cowgirl Formal. What you got in that department?
Yeah, so I really wanted to take, you see that look from Beyonce?
Yes.
If you're going to a wedding, this season, you
Ew.
Really can dress it up. I wanted to make it accessible
Ew.
For all body types, really taking it and showing off the curves.
Oh,
I love this
love
suit.
It.
Simple suit from H&M, but then I did it up. Get inspired.
Go
to your local fabric store. You see how I stole the ribbon tie?
Yes.
I just took a ribbon
oh.
from the fabric store, I cut it up, and then tailored my own ribbon.
How?
And then added
That's
the
so
cowboy
smart.
Hat. And look at how perfect
at
on
cool
point
shades.
That is.
What's
and
going
then,
on with those cool shades?
Are they cool? Just have fun with it. And then since it is a formal attire for a wedding, you still want to elevate it. And then I added, you know, I love the London designer,
yeah,
Kurt Geiger, just added the shoes, really
yes.
polished, added
shoes,
the elevated
shoes,
handbag
so
to take that look from, you know, from
day to night.
Day to night, exactly.
She looks amazing.
Thank you, Kumari. Thank you.
We appreciate
so
it, Melissa.
Uh-huh.
Coming up next, y'all, actress Amy Ryan is here.
Yeah, she's got a new TV series, and we'll find out how she landed a role on Broadway with only 2 days to prepare. It's coming up
Ooh.
After this. Wow, nice
so
job.
Cute. Oscar-nominated actress Amy Ryan can do it all, whether she's starring in an intense drama like Gone, Baby, Gone, or in a beloved comedy like The Office.
Well, now she's got two more projects that show off her wide-ranging talents. Amy is starring on Broadway in the play Doubt and in the new Apple TV series Sugar. Amy, first of all, we want to say that Jenna and I are both in awe of what happened to you on Broadway, because usually when someone's preparing for a Broadway performance, they have months and months and months of working with the cast. You, on the other hand, got a phone call, and a week later, you were on stage.
That's correct.
How did you do that?
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out. I mean, I got up at 5:30 in the morning, which I know you understand, yes. But I just started cramming it, like, old style, like, studying for an exam, and just did that constantly for the first 3 weeks. And then the first performance, I had a little bit of a trick. I had the books on stage with me, and I figured out you turn the page when the other person's talking, so no one can, you know, really see you, you know, work with the script. So, but it was a battle.
Yeah. So when you got this call, was there part of you that was like, wait, I can't do this?
Yeah, not enough time.
Was there doubt?
Yes. Yeah, I remember thinking, oh no, I have to do this.
Yeah.
Because I remember the play from 20 years ago. I knew it was a great play and a phenomenal role. And my husband very calmly turned to me and said, well, why wouldn't you do it?
Oh,
why wouldn't you?
I was like, oh, okay. Yeah.
He knew you.
I mean, and you're so accomplished as an actress, but still, sometimes even those who've done it a million times step out on stage and get that feeling. Did you have the feeling?
The very first performance, I was sitting on stage in the dark, and I remember crying like a baby, like kind of like pouting, like, oh no, 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 no. And then talking myself out of it, going like, nope, nope, nope.
You got this.
Take care of that later. Tears later.
Don't you? That's sort of like something that would happen as a child, right?
It was a complete little,
child moment.
Mm-hmm. Child tantrum moment.
You play a nun. Mm-hmm. Did you have any nun experiences?
I went through public school system, but nursery school, I was at a Catholic nursery school in Queens, and I talked too much, and my nun experience was being put on a desk on a little chair with masking tape on my mouth.
Wait, what?
And I remember being horrified, but also, oh, this is an interesting stage perspective.
Oh, that's what you were
thinking. Maybe I'll figure out one day how to talk from up here. But I will say, you know, obviously nuns are much, you know, the play is dedicated to nuns. John Patrick Shanley, there's this beautiful dedication. He says, nuns are much maligned and ridiculed, but who among us have been so generous? And it's, you know, the Sisters of Charity who have come to our production and helped guide us. Oh. But they, you know, they were the first at St. Vincent's helping AIDS patients back in the 80s. And they do so much work for the community.
Beautiful.
So, you know, like any group, there will be bad apples.
Well, but let's talk about you as like a little girl. You had a work ethic when you were just a kid. You delivered the newspaper in Queens.
My sisters had a daily news, you know, paper out, and sometimes they couldn't do it. So, or I tag along. But I remember that paper, the stack being delivered.
The stack being delivered.
At the home. Yeah. And then we would all sit in the living room and do that threefold that you tuck it in.
You know, so I used to deliver the Washington Post, and I remember, but getting up at that ungodly hour for a kid is, it's grueling, especially during school.
It was fun, though.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're trying to get it on the porch, not the lawn.
One of the things that's amazing about you as an actor is that you span all of these different genres. Mm-hmm. We were talking about you this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So not only are you in this Broadway play, but you're also in a show called Sugar, which you play a totally different character.
Yeah, I play a former rock star, I guess, which is like, I've never played someone so cool. So I feel a bit more goofy, but like my true self. So I probably lean more Holly Flax than this character. So this was just a thrill to do something different and to work with that amazing, incredible actor, Colin Farrell.
Yeah.
Great, great person, great actor. And it's a detective film noir series. That it's not just quite about detective. But
Who was the first person who looked at you and believed, like, you can actually do this? You can be an actress if you want to be.
Oh, gosh. You know what? I was lucky. There were a bunch.
Were there?
My mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, for one. My sixth grade teacher. Thelma Blank.
Was that her name?
Yeah. Thelma Blank. She told me, she goes, you know, if you're interested in acting, there's a school called Performing Arts, which is now LaGuardia. And so that put that on my radar and I ended up going there.
Wow.
How did she know that?
Yeah,
and you?
Were you? She had gone as, yeah. I mean, I don't know if she knew I was a good actor, but she knew enough not to say, like, why would you do that?
Yes.
Like,
so you were interested already and she kind of gave you the green light?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's really amazing.
Wow.
Okay, we've said you've worked with all these incredible men, including you're about to be in a movie with Clooney and Brad Pitt.
What's that like, by the way?
it's fun. they are, from my perspective, they are still having a great time making films and being among their friendship, and they are very inclusive, and so I felt like I knew them the rest, you know, from my whole life.
George Clooney's a prankster, because we've interviewed him before, and he's always talking about that. Was he like that when you saw him on set?
Nothing that I observed. I know of the stories, and I still, like, to this day, live in fear that something's in motion, and I don't want to be a part of it. I want to be on the laughing end of it.
Exactly.
Because he's pretty diabolical.
Yeah.
Well, Amy,
thank you so much.
And if y'all are in New York, you can catch Amy in Doubt through April 21st, and you can watch her in Sugar, streaming now on Apple TV Plus.
Thank you so much, Amy.
Thank you, ladies.
Coming up next, TikTok doc and dermatologist Shireen Idris busts some skincare myths and reveals solutions for the most common problems. Coming up after this.
Thank you, Amy.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Okay, if you scroll through TikTok lately, you may have stumbled upon the Pillow Talk Derm board certified dermatologist, Dr. Shireen Idris.
She has been making her mark on social media by busting skincare myths. So she's going to take us through 4 common myths right now. Hi, Dr. Idris.
Hi.
We're so happy to have
How
you
are
here.
You?
Okay, so the first myth is that stronger retinol, we know that using retinol can help get rid of wrinkles, but stronger retinol gets rid of them quicker.
Everybody thinks that.
Yeah.
Stronger is faster.
Yeah.
More is better. But Rome wasn't built overnight, and neither is collagen. And collagen takes time.
Right.
And with retinol specifically, it's so irritating as an ingredient that the higher you go in the strength, the more irritating it's going to be.
Ah.
And the worst thing you're going to do is cause chronic inflammation, which is going to cause more lines and wrinkles. So the name of the game is consistency over intensity, going low and slow. Oh,
should all of us be on? I'm not on a retinol, are
Me
you?
Me either.
Should we be
on it?
I mean, I think it's time.
Yeah,
it's probably time to.
Yeah, you're a little overdue.
Okay. So we have 3 options for you guys.
Okay.
All right. So this one here is the gentlest one.
The gentle.
Super, super gentle. It's like 0.03%.
Okay.
Just avoid the kiss of death area because you will flake.
Okay.
And then this one is second at 0.1%, and this one is at 0.3%.
How do you know which one is best for you?
It's a great question. Follow me. I'll keep you posted.
Yes. Okay.
I'll give you all the details.
All right.
But you use this at night a couple times a week.
Okay.
All right. Let's go. Okay. Well, here's our next myth.
Yes.
Only laser treatments can fix dark spots. Otherwise, you're stuck with them. Is that true?
This is something that my patients come in with asking for all the time. Just laser my face away.
Yeah.
Laser.
And I'm like, this is good news for people at home.
Yeah.
It's about using their skincare because 80% of the work is done at home.
Oh.
And I view the lasers as a boost to amplifying your skincare. So if you're trying to achieve an even skin tone, it's not a single ingredient story. It's not just vitamin C. It's a multi-ingredient approach that you need to use every day within your routine.
So what should you use?
So this one has lactic acid. It's an exfoliating acid that brightens.
Oh.
We also have azelaic acid, which is a nice antioxidant. it at 10%
okay.
to include. But then you have key ones like arbutin, licorice root, kojic acid, even vitamin C and niacinamide can all help when you use it consistently in your routine over time.
So is there like an order with which we should use this stuff?
We should be looking or no?
I think so. I mean, if you're going to be exfoliating, you want to do that at night. So after you take all the makeup off.
So you take your makeup off. And then what's the first thing you should put on this?
This one. This is an exfoliating acid.
Okay, so you do that. And then what's second?
And then second is a combination of stuff that's more than just here.
Okay.
But it includes a multitude of ingredients. So there's no single hero ingredient that's going to get it done.
Ah, so you got to, okay, you got to know the list.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. The next myth is that hydrating cream will help reduce puffiness. We all know what it feels like to wake up with sort of the under eye puff.
The under eye puff.
Except you.
We'll get into it in a second, but hold on. The under eye puff is the biggest myth.
Yes.
Because everybody thinks, I just need a cream to help with my under eyes without thinking about what's the problem.
So what is the problem?
Is it dark circles because of genetics? Is it red because of allergies?
Is it puffy because you ate salt all night?
Exactly. Are you reactive?
Are you speaking for yourself?
Yes, I am.
Exactly. Or sushi or some
sushi
other stuff.
Sushi or whatever.
Right. Exactly.
Or you didn't sleep
or
enough.
You have fat pads that no cream is ever going to help.
Oh, that's
what's
depressing.
A fat pad?
You got to suck it out.
Genetics. I mean, you
can't do anything about it. Okay.
So basically, if you are reactive and have puffiness, the depuffer is great. It is a serum married to a roller.
Oh, you need the roller.
And you put it in the fridge or something?
You can.
So it's nice and cold.
You have to turn it on.
Turn it on?
Yeah, you can flip it on just like that.
Oh, girl.
And squeeze it out.
Control it.
And this allows you to depuff. It has arnica.
Ooh,
does that feel good?
Feel that. Yes.
Ooh, yeah. Imagine that in a refrigerator.
That's like the first thing I do for my eyes.
Okay.
But if you have fine lines and wrinkles and you're trying to like beef up your skin, then The Rock has their retinol.
Is that
correction.
A retinol?
Yeah.
It's very, very gentle.
Okay.
And this is a great one that you can use every night in your routine.
Okay.
Otherwise, if it's just redness, Isdin has a vitamin K eye cream that's a little bit creamier. And so if you're looking for more of the hydrating effect,
Sorry. That's all
no,
right.
My hands have never been so soft.
There you go.
Thank you. That feels good.
All right. Let's go to the last one. Hyaluronic acid serum will heal dry skin. I think I pronounced it wrong.
And I love that you did. I love that you did.
Whatever that is. That word.
Hyaluronic acid. And honestly, this is one that just needs to go away because everybody thinks they need a hyaluronic acid serum.
Yeah.
Hyaluronic acid is a humectant. It's going to hold on to water. And it's in most every product that you find.
Yeah.
You don't need a dedicated serum. And worse, when you get a wound and you cut yourself, your body secretes low molecular weight hyaluronic acid. So if you have it in every step of your routine, you're going to cause a low grade chronic inflammatory response on your skin that might dry you out over time. So I much prefer something with glycerin. So this is Aveeno's Calm Restore Oat Serum, which is glycerin based.
So this is for dry skin.
Dry skin. And Jordan Samuel has their Moisture Recovery Cream, which is
nice, feels good.
Thick glycerin based.
That's good.
Yeah.
And what about Desitin?
So this is my personal hack.
I've used that on my baby's diaper.
Yes, you have. If it's good enough for your baby's butt, it's good enough for your face.
Oh.
And this is where I've come up with face basting. So I use this at night after I've used these on my face, especially in the winter.
Put that on top?
Yes, because the petrolatum will cause an occlusive, but the zinc oxide will minimize the inflammation that's there. So you will wake up with smooth, healed skin.
You this color kind?
Who cares? If your partner's judging how you go to sleep,
it's like that.
Yeah. Yes, you look like Mrs. Doubtfire. You're frosting your face.
Wait, real quick. Do you know those things you put in the fridge, those little cold things, and you stick them on your eyes to deflate
Does that
them?
Help?
Does that work?
To deflate.
Oh, you could put a cold spoon in the fridge.
But does that work?
Yeah, the ice is going to help contract.
But you know, the pads is what she's talking about.
They help temporarily. That's why there's something with a serum that will continue to depuff.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Coming up next, get ready to book your summer getaway.
From sunny beaches to charming towns, we're going to show you some great destinations after this. That feels very soft.
It does feel soft. I don't know about you, but these warmer days have us thinking about summertime and how sweet that's going to be. So we think it may be time to book your next vacation.
Yeah, it's not too late. Travel expert Davey Seddon has some beautiful destinations across the U.S. and Mexico. And she says these are the destinations that are hiding in plain sight. Davey, how are you?
I'm good, friends. Okay, I'm going to get right into it.
So we're not too late.
No.
You should book it, but I found some deals for you.
Okay.
So we're going to go to Asheville, North Carolina in the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Oh, pretty.
Asheville is a mountain town, so it's a little quirky and cool. There's an art scene.
Cool.
There's microbreweries. And, of course, the majestic Biltmore Estate. It's also a great
great place for outdoor adventurers. And if you want to stay, I found this place, Wrong Way River Lodge and Cabins. It's A-frame. It's sustainable.
Ooh,
it's like glamping. And I found it as low as $200 a night. This is high season.
Yeah.
And so that's a great deal.
Close to the city, right?
Yes.
Okay,
so you can go in and have dinner and everything.
All right.
Yes, of course.
Very cool. Okay, your next hidden gym happens to be in Texas.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I will say, I have been to this place.
Nuts. Because pop quiz, then it's for you. Because yeah. What's the second largest canyon in the U.S. besides the Grand Canyon?
The one in Texas?
it's Palo Duro Canyon.
Yes.
And I'm not surprised you've heard of it, but so many people haven't heard of it. It's a state park,
wow,
120
beautiful.
Miles long,
wow.
20 miles wide. It is known as the second Grand Canyon. All those geological features, you can hike, bike,
that's
and
really
camp.
Cool.
Here's the difference. You can drive through Palo Duro Canyon, so it's super accessible. I'm kind of obsessed with this place because it's so accessible. Horseback riding. Mm-hmm. That was me on the horseback.
You did that?
If
wow.
you, it's near Amarillo.
Yes.
So you can stay at the Barfield Hotel, which is centrally located. It's in a historic building, a little bit of luxury, but $160 a night.
You found great bargains.
Yes.
All right, let's go to the Cape Cod of Wisconsin.
Yes. Okay, you're laughing, but I want you to picture 300 miles of coastline.
Ooh, I can picture.
Peppered with lighthouses.
Gorgeous.
That's why it's called the Cape Cod of Door County, Wisconsin.
Is this on a lake?
It's in the Peninsula Park. Yeah.
Okay.
So, anyways, how beautiful is this?
Gorgeous.
Locals know about it, but now we're sharing hiding in plain sight. And then you can stay at the Landmark Resort in Egg Harbor that overlooks Green Bay. And for two bedrooms, two baths for your family, $220 a night.
Okay, wow. We just have a couple of seconds
Mexico.
Left.
Take us to Mexico.
Okay, Nayarit, Mexico. You
Ooh.
Fly into Puerto Vallarta.
Okay.
It's not Puerto Vallarta, though. It's a different state.
Beautiful.
It's right above it, so you can eat your way through Mexico. But I love this destination
Gorgeous.
Because you can get a deeper cultural immersion and go to the Pueblos Mágicos and see artisans make their stuff. In fact, I was there a couple weeks ago.
Wow.
I got these earrings because I saw the guy make it, and then I was like, I need to have that right
there. You walk the walk. You go to these places.
Yes.
Things, and real quick, New York. People are coming to New York.
They're coming to New York to see the classics, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you go see the Statue of Liberty, you go to Times Square. So it's no surprise that people are coming back to New York for their vacations.
Yeah, it's hidden right here.
By the way,
right behind
us. I love how you go to the places.
Yeah,
the
of course.
You do.
Danny, you're amazing. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
we'll be back right after this.
That was great. I know we squeezed
Super
it
smart.
In.
No,
sorry,
fine.
That was really. Coming up tomorrow, Gwyneth Paltrow sits down with our girl Zanna Roberts-Rossi for a very candid conversation.
Yeah, plus we'll have some fun with our pals Drew and Jonathan Scott.
We'll see you on Wednesday.
Wednesday. Wednesday.
Wednesday's a good
day. Wednesday.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.